What's the matter around? The other time I take a nap, something here
is something that's not happening. You might have ever seen something going wrong.
Well, let's get out of the lodge. Get the out of the lodge.
It's your eating lodge.
What is the matter?
Well, wake up, Andy. Wake up. I said, well, just wake up, please.
I'll wake. You're going to wake me up. How was I going to talk to you if I'm asleep? I can't do that.
Well, let me sit down here, please.
You look like you're nervous, Amos. Has somebody been drawing money out of my bank again?
No, but let me tell you what done happened now.
Come on, tell me.
I was standing down on the pool with the detective kid. I was trying to get somebody to ride it.
Yeah, and a policeman got arrested.
No, it is now. I was standing there, and all of a sudden, this young girl took me straight for a
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That's the gal that you met over at Willis Parker's house.
Yes, and I never did like her. And if I knew he was going to be over there that night, I would have gone over there with you people.
Well, what has done happened?
Well, I was standing there, and he walked up and he said, how are you? I see eyes all right. And then she sort of leaned on the automobile next to me, you see. And that started talking. And I didn't know what to say to her.
Well, that ain't nothing. Let her talk to you. She ain't going to fight for
you. Yeah, but let me tell you, though. While I was standing there talking to her, Ruby Taylor, Papa, walked right by and saw me there talking to her.
Well, that's all right. Let the old man know that his daughter ain't the only one in the world.
Yeah, but what is he going to think of me? He knows that I did do his daughter. Then to see me on the street talking to somebody else.
Is that what you come over here and wake me up about?
Goodness, yes. I got to know what to do. I was sick all week.
Yeah, and I waited. In the first place, ain't you got a right to talk to somebody if you see him on the street?
Yeah, I got a right to talk to him. But I didn't want Mr. Taylor to think that I got another date or something just because Ruby Taylor was on the way to school.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah, but suppose he read Ruby a letter and say that he saw Amos on the corner talking to another gal, then Ruby gonna get mad with me. He's liable to break his game.
Let her break it. You'll be better off.
Oh, I won't be better off either. I don't know what to do. I started to send Ruby a telegram, tell her about the poor Papa thing. I don't know what to do.
Well, wait a minute. I'll show you how to handle the situation. You know, I read up on law. I know how to handle things like this.
I wish you would tell me what to do. I'm worried about it, you know.
Well, I'll wait. Let me get a pencil here, a piece of paper, figure this thing out. Now, Amos, I'm going to talk to you just like a lawyer would talk to you. I got to find out something.
I want to know, must I send her a telegram, or must I call her, or talk to her papa, or write her a letter, or what must I do?
Amos, if you just keep your big mouth shut, I'll figure out the whole thing for you. Now, answer these questions.
What questions?
The ones I'm going to ask you now. Then after I get all the statistics, I can analyze the whole thing.
I don't want you to do that, though. All I want to know is what must I do?
Well, that's what I'm going to explain to you.
Okay.
Now, Amos, where did all this mess happen?
Well, it happened down on the corner down here.
Happened down on the corner?
Right down here on the corner.
Oh, well, now, on the corner. Wait a minute. I'll write that down on this piece of paper. I got to wait just a minute.
You got that down there now?
Yeah, I got it. C-U-N-N-U-R. Corner. Now, Amos, you got any witnesses?
What do you mean, I got any?
Well, was anybody there when the accident happened?
There ain't been no accident, man.
That's where you were wrong.
What do you mean?
Well, according to the law, everything is accident.
Yes.
Oh, it is. It was an accident that old man did a walk by. And it was an accident that he stopped and talked to you. And it was an accident that you were there. So there are three accidents right there.
Okay. Who is?
Now, Was anybody hurt?
Was anybody hurt? How?
In this reaction.
No, ain't nobody been hurt.
Well, then you got a clear case.
I is nothing.
Can't nobody prove nothing. There you is.
Yeah, but what I want to know is...
Just a minute. I'm so fast. I have something to do.
What do you want to know now?
I got to get these two things together here before I can find out nothing.
Yeah, but I done find out all I want to find out except for letting you the tailor go on it. That's the main thing.
Yeah, now listen. When you mess with the law like I do, it takes time. If you want to get divorced, you just can't go to the court and say, give me one. Just do that. And throw you out and put you in jail. Or you got an argument.
Argument about what?
About the divorce.
But I don't want none.
Now wait. I ain't said you is, did you?
No, you didn't say that I hear. But you were talking about it.
Well, now listen.
I listen.
Tell me this. Is you crazy about the Tootsie Blessing?
You asked me, you listen.
That's what I asked you, is you?
No, I ain't crazy about it. I don't care if I never see you again as long as I live.
Just a minute. I put that down. Live. L-I-V.
Wait a minute. That's live, ain't it?
It is right. And I changed that round. You see, I was getting all this together so you know exactly what to do when you read what I'm going to have down here.
Well, now look, man. Whatever I got to do, I got to do it right away.
Oh, that's where you was wrong.
What do you mean?
Well, wait a minute. What did Tootsie Blake say to me?
Well, she said that she wanted to know if I wanted to come over to her house tonight, they was going to have a little party over there, you see. Then she said something about you coming over there, too.
Indeed. Is they going to have anything to eat?
I don't think so.
Tell her that I can't get there.
I ain't going to see her no more. You tell her. I don't want to talk to her no more.
Well, now, what did Mr. Taylor say when he attacked you?
He just say, Halloween.
Halloween. Wait a minute. He's double O.
Listen, Andy, listen now. It ain't no use for us to talk about this no more. I gotta do something right now. I either gotta call Mr. Taylor up or write him a letter or send Mr. Taylor a telegram or something right quick.
I got it.
You got what?
I got the thing for you to do. Right on the piece of paper. Write Mr. Taylor a letter.
Write Mr. Taylor a letter?
Yeah.
What's on the piece of
paper? Say, dear sir.
Take a stool now. Take a stool.
You got that?
Yeah, I got that over
there. And say, I am sorry that you caught me today.